Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning. It is 7:43. Joining me on the phone now is Victor Gonzalez from St. Francis Cabrini Catholic School. Good morning, Victor.
Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
I am doing great because it's not just St. Patrick's Day. It's St. Francis Cabrini Catholic School Enchilada Day.
That is correct. You know, we might as well mix green with red, right, Mike?
There you go. But Christmas is the only way to have enchiladas, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mike.
I tell you what, it all kicks off today starting at 11 o'clock, and I bet those cooks are in there just slaving away right now, aren't they?
Oh, you bet, Mike. I got in a few minutes ago, and oh my gosh, Elsa Montoya and her family and, you know, obviously community members, you can smell the rice cooking already. They've had the red chili. They've been working since, I believe, Tuesday or Wednesday. We've had a again, Elsa Montoya and her family and some of their staff members or parents from our school came and started prepping. And oh my goodness, the hallway already smells like a kitchen. It just does. We're getting ready to roll. No matter. It's raining outside. It's still, what a better day to have some good, delicious, red, hot enchiladas, guys.
Oh man, I'm telling you what, that just sounds like that's going to hit the spot today. Now, you told the Montoyas that I'm going to be down there live and I'm going to be coming back in that kitchen. So tell her to put those big spoons away and stop beating me with them.
I will. I'll tell them that, Mike. You know, but you just got to be a good boy and I'll make sure that works, Mike.
There you go. That sounds good. Well, Victor, it all kicks off at 11 o'clock today. Tell us how all this is working today.
You bet. Well, like I said, we do have, we did receive some delivery forms. Thank you for the community here in Alamogordo for those that wanted some lunch delivered between 11 and 2. So, but the kitchen will be open to start serving for the carryout beginning at 11 o'clock. And it runs up to 8 o'clock here at ICC, which is on 704 Delaware Street next to the Immaculate Conception Church. So people that have purchased tickets, they just got to come in. We'll get their name, we'll give them the information, and, they put their order in. Those people that want to just come, that they haven't purchased tickets, that's not a problem. We have walk-in available. There's some tables that are set up. I do know I've had some people ask if we're going to have actually dine in. You know what, Mike, we're not going to turn away anybody, but it's a very limited space. I do know more than likely people will be sitting down, you know, visiting, talking, and, you know, if some people do want to sit and eat, we're not going to surely turn them away, but we need to have that line going through as far as, you know, picking them up and delivering them from or taking them home. Again, the big rush will obviously be between 10:30 actually in the morning, because I do know we'll have some orders going out at that time up until 2 o'clock throughout our community. And again, Elsa Montoya, another person I got a shout out there is Rhonda Baldomaro. She's been involved with this since I've been here, and when I met her, she's a good friend of Elsa, and she dedicates her time. And they have just an organization that's unbelievable of how they put their takeout orders, the delivery orders, people that are going to order for pickup. They just have a process that's, I mean, just unmatched. And I know the kitchen, like I said, when you get in there, Mike, you've been there, and I know Bob has seen it. It's a big red machine, and we're rolling out those enchiladas, by the second, honestly, it really is. So, like I said, it's from 11 to 8 here at Immaculate Conception Hall, which is on 704 Delaware. We sure invite all the community, whether you pre-ordered for delivery, that does not matter. If you have tickets, obviously that's great. But again, if you didn't, just come on down and get some great, delicious red enchiladas in this kind of windy, cold. It's not too cold, but precipitation day. I think it's going to go down, hit you guys down good in that nice tummy of yours.
Yeah, I tell you what, that is going to feel really good. Now, Victor, if people still want to order, can they still order deliveries and stuff? Can they still do that today? And if they can, how do they do that?
Well, that's going to be a little bit rough because, again, we're already here and they have all the information.
Okay.
I would, you know, they can call our school at 537-7821, Mike, and see if we can get those in. But they're pretty much got a process. I do know many of our volunteers went out to communities. If for some reason we didn't pick up your order form, by all means, give us a call, and we'll go pick it up. But I said that's going to be a little bit rough right at this time because, you know, we've already had the orders. We actually wanted them in by Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We got them into the hall yesterday just so that the ladies could and gentlemen process that. That's going to be a little bit tough, but we're sure not going to turn people away. And again, it's between 11 and 2 o'clock, so that's delivery only. So you guys going to have to get that into us probably like you know, being facetious yesterday, but do it like now.
Now?
Yeah, now. You can even give me a call. You can share. I'll share my number with the community. I have no problem. I'm talking on my phone number. You can call me at 575-313-0851, and that's Victor Gonzalez, 575-313-0851. That might be a better thing than you can call me because I'm here at the hall and get some paper. If we need to do those possible deliveries, we'll see what we can do.
And there'll be some folks that will be coming in to pick up, to come in and just order and pick up orders and take away. You guys have a great system there to make that go fast.
The radio, talking about you. So, yes, sir, we do. Again, like I said, Elsa and Rhonda and this crew over here are just amazing. So, you bet, Mike. What time are you going to be coming up this way, by the way?
Well, I'm not sure yet what time Bob's going to let me out of the stall here. So, but we'll get out there, that's for sure. And we'll be out there talking to folks and inviting them in. One other group of people I want to give a shout out to over there is all those guys that sit there and chop up those lettuce and tomatoes and onions.
Oh, yes. Exactly, Mike. Again, they've been at this since Wednesday of this week. Mm-hmm. You know, again, we've had Elsa and her family in the community who've been doing this for years have been doing a wonderful job with that. We had some parents that we asked if they can help me volunteer as well. So they're here doing that as well. So they've been doing those onions and tomatoes, like I said, that lettuce getting ready. And it's again, they just have a process here, Mike. I'm just always amazed at what they do.
Oh, absolutely.
This is obviously going to benefit our school, but it's really a community event, and I think I shared that with you mm-hmm. when I've visited with you all that, you know, while it's supposed to be money-making for our school, but it's also just a way to come together as a community and support. But what these people have been doing for many years, it's just been a blessing. It's just really has been.
It absolutely it will be, and it's going to be a great one today. $12 per plate, 3 red cheese enchiladas, beans, rice, salad, egg optional, and you just correct. Can't have those without eggs. Now, I'm going to tell you, the second best enchiladas in the state of New Mexico are at the Comet 2 up in Santa Rosa. You guys still the best ones.
You've been telling me about that. One day when I pass by there, I might have to stop by there. But, you know, what for go if you have them here in Alamogordo, right?
There you go. Number one, right here in Alamogordo. You know, I wait every year for this one. I anticipate this one. So.
Yes, sure, Mike.
There you go. 705 Delaware Avenue, Immaculate Conception Church Parish Hall, 23rd Annual Enchilada Dinner to benefit St. Francis Cabrini Catholic School. Victor Gonzalez, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day.
Well, you bet. No, thank you, Mike and Bob, and again, for all you do. We look forward to, again, everyone's invited. Come on down and enjoy these great enchiladas, and we look forward to seeing you, Mike, here for live broadcast of Bob and your wife. We'll see you soon.
All right, that sounds
God
good.
God bless you and all our listeners. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.